The German battleship SMS Schleswig-Holstein turned its giant guns towards Westerplatte Peninsula on the Polish-Baltic coast near the port city of Danzig, now Gdansk. At 0448, the guns opened up and 8 shells thundered towards the southeast corner of the city's garrison, creating 3 large holes in its outside wall and setting its oil storage dumps ablaze. A few minutes later, 3 elite divisions of German Marines attacked, but the garrison's small force, numbering around 200 Polish troops, put up a stubborn resistance. At 0622, the Marines radioed the battleship to report that they were retreating following heavy losses. 2.5 hours later, the Marines attacked again, this time reinforced with 60 soldiers from SS Heimwehr. They forced their way through the garrison's outer wall, but their progress was slowed by mines, felled trees, barbed wire, and gunfire. By midday, the demoralized SS soldiers fled, and the Marines, whose captain was wounded, had also had enough. Fighting on the first day had cost 82 German lives, but the peninsula didn't fall. The Germans finally overran the headland after a week of dogged fighting, thanks to the support of a torpedo boat and 60 aircraft, which dropped over 100 bombs. On 7th of September at 0945, the exhausted Polish defenders finally hoisted the white flag. The entire Polish army continued to stubbornly resist despite the Germans being the superior force on paper. The invasion comprised 2 armies of 882,000 and 630,000 men respectively. The first group attacked from the north, while the second advanced from the west and south. The German army was modern and well organized, while many of the Polish units had been mobilized at the last minute. Hitler expected a quick victory, but the Poles' robust defense spelled potential danger for the Führer's ambitions. The jokers in the pack were Britain and France, World War I's 2 major victors. If Hitler's army became bogged down in a protracted campaign in Poland, Germany's west flank would be left exposed. If Britain and France immediately went on the offensive, they could end the Nazi dictator's campaign before it began. Western powers ruled by frightened men. Hitler had good reason to believe that the 2 great powers would hesitate, however. At the Munich Conference in 1938, he'd insisted that Czechoslovakia cede the predominantly German-speaking Sudetenland to Germany, and both French and British prime ministers, Edouard Daladier and Neville Chamberlain respectively, had agreed to his demands. Their capitulation convinced Hitler that France and Britain were ruled by frightened, easily manipulated men. Hitler saw no reason to curtail his territorial plundering. In March 1939, he subjugated the rest of the Czech territory, Bohemia and Moravia, and converted the Slovak part of the former Czechoslovakia into a German puppet state, with free passage for German troops. His aggressive maneuvers were forming a net around Poland, which was now surrounded by German troops on 3 sides. An invasion of Poland would allow the dictator to avenge the wrongs he believed to have been committed in World War I, in which Germany had been forced to cede lands to Poland, including the coal-rich region of Upper Silesia. The Treaty of Versailles had also seen the port city of Danzig become a free city administered by the People's Confederation, the forerunner of the UN. And worst of all, from a German point of view, Poland had been granted the Polish Corridor. This was a stretch of land that cut between Germany and East Prussia and gave Poland access to the Baltic Sea. It was an arrangement many Germans found deeply humiliating. In addition to the desire to regain lands lost at the end of World War I, Nazi racial ideology dictated that Germany was entitled to Lebensraum, a colonial settlement of Eastern Europe, at the expense of what the Germans perceived to be a subhuman Slavic population. During 1939, several signs of impending aggression emerged. On 22nd of March, the Germans occupied the Lithuanian port of Memel, now Klaipeda, which until 1919 had been in German hands. Hitler also demanded